Good morning, or good afternoon.
Or well, maybe good evening, I guess.
Perhaps good evening.
Yeah,
and welcome to the Purple Podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Ollie.
And so we're
trying not to sound pretentious.
We're making a podcast, and I'm just going to talk about things about life mostly, and what we like and about it.
What about things that never actually happen in life?
Things that have happened once, and we're taking it as a representation of the whole human demographic. That's what we're doing.
That seems like a fair judgment.
Hypothetical situations that would never actually arise.
Also.
And magic.
And magnets.
Magnets as well. And goats and how they get got.
But magnets are magic. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I think going back to the goats and how they get got, we might need to explain a few things to you.
In-jokes.
Yeah, a few in-jokes we have, so.
A few expressions that we need to run through. For example, if we say our goat has been got, it's usually something that annoys us.
It's an age-old expression. I'm sure you've probably heard of it. It basically means that...
It's a classic.
It's like Great, great Expectations.
Yeah.
In a phrase.
If someone was to steal my stuff, you know, get my goat.
Would get the goat.
Not necessarily they're stealing my goat, and they may have left my goat fine.
I'd kill someone if they took my goat.
We're talking about a hypothetical goat. We're not talking about a real goat. Because if anything happened to my real goat...
No, I actually have a goat.
No, if anything happened to my real goat, I would not be happy.
I know, I milk it every morning.
I don't think the listeners want to hear about our pet goats.
Okay, well...
I think they want to hear about me milking my pet goat.
That's a different story for a different time.
Another
my pet goat's a boy.
Okay. Okay, well, that's
moving swiftly
That's in-joke number one. This is not particularly an in-joke, this one, but spoonerisms.
Or runespisms.
Oh, come on, everyone knows what a runespism is.
Well, we're just explaining it, Ollie. Not everyone's as sort of comfortable talking about everything about runespisms.
I'm completely comfortable talking about
Perhaps we should explain what runespisms are. Okay. Or
spoonerisms. Basically, the first two letters of part of a word or a phrase can be switched around.
It's really sort of playing with this flick knife.
And you get something funny. Yeah. So, for example...
Why have you got a flick knife?
Yours.
Yeah. Anyway, so for example, you were to take podcast, it'd be Codpast.
Codpast, I like
or
that.
Or Codpast.
We should use that, Also, yeah.
What do you mean we should use it? We just have used it. It's recording.
You know what I mean?
Shut up.
In future. Also, so let's say I'm off to get a pepperoni pizza. I'm off to get a Repaponi pizza. Actually, come
on. Yeah.
And pause for laughter, guys. Guys, wait for the laughter.
What laughter?
I can't hear the viewers laughing.
Okay.
Oh, wait, yeah, that's right.
I thought you had the foresight.
Okay, so this is just a co-pilot, which is
a
great witty joke.
It's a predecessor for the pilot.
For the pilot, yeah, and this is just here to explain what we're going to talk to you guys about.
I thought
we
were going
to
do that in the pilot.
And what hopefully you're going to listen.
No, that's the co-pilot. The pilot's just the first episode.
Well, that's just a bad joke.
They think it's genius, Ollie. I don't care what you think.
Not like drooling imbeciles.
You're a drooling imbecile.
Nothing like me.
Okay, so basically, according to Ollie, don't listen to this podcast if you feel if you can relate to him in any way, shape or form.
Seek help.
Yeah. So I think we could probably wrap this up a bit now. So yeah, hopefully we're going to try and get a new episode out.
Can we wrap
every
it up
week.
With a wrap?
Yeah, we'll get some raps in here. That's what we need.
I said a hip.
Two light raps. A hop.
The hip.
We're getting to royalties here.
We already had a conversation
about
royalties.
That is the Booger Mill Gang.
You mean Hooger Sales Gang?
With their number one...
Dapper's Relight.
Signal, Dapper's Relight.
Okay, yeah. Spoonerism used in real life. There you go.
So we shall bring the Po-Kylet. Or co-pilot.
Yeah.
To an end.
And so
we'd like to apologise if we've offended anyone, or when we do offend anyone in future podcasts.
Yeah, let's just blank it all out.
Blank it out.
We're not gonna. Yeah.
Just have a 30-minute-long beep.
Anyway. Yeah, that's if we like to. Ollie, do you want to record it this week?
just white noise for 30 minutes. That was a joke. That there won't be 30 minutes of white noise in future podcasts.
Okay, but yeah, so...
Nor will there be 30 minutes of me talking, don't worry.
He'll be escorted off the premises.
All these, like, this guy sits in the corner. Every now and again, we poke him with a long stick, and he mumbles something, which we amplify, and then we use it in the podcast.
I need to do a mass paper.
There we go. That's the talk.
It's not funny.
He's like a doll where you pull the string out the back and he just says a phrase. Anyway, often he repeats himself.
There is a snake in my boot. You know.
Anyway, we'll bring this co-pilot to an end and hopefully see you next time.
Yeah, so we have a blog, thepurple.tumblr.com. Tumblr without an E.
Yeah.
Because
they can't spell.
Yeah, I think that's mainly it.
No, because it's trendy.
Yeah, so the blog is not just about the podcast.
We'll play with this knife as long as I want to.
The blog is just like some fun stuff.
You should be
asking
yourself why you sleep with it next to your bed.
Oh yeah, we are recording off my bed. Don't get the wrong impression. We just haven't yet acquired a headquarters.
It's free to open to interpretation
or a studio. But hopefully, with your support, we will at some point find ourselves in the studio.
Yeah. So follow us on Tumblr and.
We'll see you next time.
See you on the pilot.